Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to today's podcast. I haven't done a lot of these in the past, and I'm going to kind of freelance and talk about some things I'm thinking about as the season comes along. If you like them, leave some comments below, email me, tell me what you would like me to talk about, if there's specific topics or things that you would like me to deep dive into. If you like these or you don't like these, you want me to do other things, let me know, because I'm more than willing to do that. Before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to some of our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. They've got a great deal going on all the levels. It doesn't really matter. They have discounts on the home one and the IC3. You won't get the Coach Collins $400 off, but they'll take really good care of you. And then if anything other than that, mention Coach Collins, mention any of my podcasts, mention Teach Hoops, and they will take really good care of you. And give you $400 off, which is the best discount out there from anybody. If you listen to a lot of these podcasts. Also, I'd like you to go over and check out hoopsalytics.com/teach, or put in teach22 and you'll get 25% off. They'll give you a free game. You can break it down. It's the one-stop shop for analytics and film breakdown. And what I like it is it kind of forces the hand. It's not doing the breakdown for you. It will take a little time that first time through, but after that, you're going to get some great learning. I think there's not enough learning going on right now, and having film broken down for you doesn't necessarily teach everything. So again, hoopsalytics.com/teach, or type in teach22, get 25% off, very reasonably priced. I mean, the pricing is, I almost got to talk to Coach about the pricing, but anyway, the pricing, you know, you get 30 games for $99. It's one of the best. $299 for an entire year. You can break as much film as you want down. It's going to give you every statistic and analytic you would possibly need. And then the last thing, one of the things I was thinking about when I was walking the dog today is teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Prices are going to go up. We're adding a lot of stuff. I've been adding stuff this week, and I'm going to be adding a lot of stuff and some clinics and some other things coming up. Prices are going to be going up. After the year, I've got some program. I got issues. I don't have issues. I want to revamp the entire thing. So I'm in the process of getting a programmer and doing all that kind of stuff just to kind of organize it a little bit better. It's pretty good. You know, you go to teachhoops.com/welcome. You can kind of see the roadmap of everything you need. But prices are going to go up. If you're thinking of buying, I would do it sooner rather than later. And then if you're a youth coach, and you're looking for to take your coaching or your youth coaching to the next level. I am in the process of starting a, it'll probably be in the next 2 to 3 weeks, I'm launching a coaching youth hoops membership. So just for youth coaches, I'm taking a waiting list right now, just because I'm not going to be able to take a lot of people initially, if you know anything about how these things work. But you type in coaching youth hoops, coachingyouthhoops.com. It will take you to a sign-up page. It's going to have a little bit of everything. I was talking to Jamie. If Jamie's listening to this, he's from Australia, 15-hour Melbourne, 15 hours ahead. I was talking to him yesterday, kind of gave him the big secret. He runs one of the biggest youth programs in all of Australia. It was great. We had a great conversation about, you know, his program and what he needs and all of those kind of things. We're going to build a relationship, I hope, with them and a lot of other youth programs around there. So if you want to sign up, want to get on the waiting list in the next, you know, before it launches, it will be the lowest price you'll ever see. I know there's people, I don't think anyone's paying $9.99, but there's definitely a couple of people still paying $19 a month for teachhoops.com. And it's going to be over $40 when we relaunch. So if you're thinking of joining, go jump in right now. Okay. So let's talk about what I wanted to do. What my thought was today is I wanted to really talk about the preseason. You know, doesn't matter if you're a youth coach or a high school coach or a college coach, this is all the preseason. I think the college game, at least the D3 level, starts in a month, roughly a month. But we're all kind of in that mode. You know, we're 60 days, we're 90 days, we're 120 days, wherever from the start of our season. And I had my first coaching meeting a week ago where we did some of our deep dives. You know, we were talking about, you know, what do we want to run? How do we want to run it? What worked well this summer? What didn't work well this summer? You know, where are the pieces going to fit? You know, how can we break that stuff down to teach them better? It was good. It's an open conversation. We agree to disagree sometimes, but we have conversations about, you know, strengths and weaknesses and players' strengths and weaknesses and how we as coaches can be better and how we can meet them at the specific spot they are as far as learning and you know, what's too much and what's our first couple opponents and what does our non-conference schedule look like and how do we have to adjust to that. So I wouldn't say it's putting the playbook together because we've kind of done that. We were tweaking it over the summer. We were working on things like that, but it's definitely a deciding factor. And if you haven't done this, if you're a head coach and you haven't done this with your coaches and you haven't had these conversations, you need to. Because it's the only way to kind of get ready for the next level, to get, you know, there were things that were brought up in our most recent meeting that, you know, I hadn't thought about. And now I got to tweak it. And I got to, like, I'm taking the dogs for a while. I got to think about, well, how does that work into what we want to do? And how does blah, blah, blah. So that's the first thing. Out of that meeting comes kind of our master plan. You know, how our practice is going to work. How are we going to get everything in for the first game? How are we going to get everything in for the first conference game? Where are things going to fall? What skills are we going to set? How are we going to skill it? So we have a nice little sheet that I'm going to put inside of T-Troops, but that kind of helps you map out the season, helps you. It's a master practice plan. And again, it obviously would be different for us than anyone, but I think it's an important skill set that you, and again, I'll tell you, after day four, half the time I'm tweaking it. It's like, oh crud, I gotta move this down, I gotta move this up. Like last year is a prime example. We weren't a very good man-to-man defensive team, so some of the things that I thought we could do, we couldn't do because we hadn't played the previous season. But I think as from someone that's taught for 34 years, I can tell you, I usually only stay about a week ahead. I'm doing this on a Sunday right now. I just finished my lesson plans for the week. I can tell you last week, I had already tweaked. There wasn't something that happened. I had to push a day back. That day got moved to the next week. Because if you map out too far, it doesn't give you the freedom of art. It doesn't give you the freedom of teaching. It doesn't give you the freedom to work on the specific skills that they need to work on. So I wouldn't overplan, but I would plan. Does that make sense? you know, first game, first conference game. Make sure you got everything in you need, that you've skilled and worked on those things. You know, and then next thing we talked about was open gyms. You know, we have a lot of multiple sport athletes, which I think is wonderful, but you know, when can we do open gyms? How can we do them in the morning? Are there any times at the evening we can do them? You know, is what about strength and conditioning, anything like that that we need to work on? So I think those are some of the things that would be important and will be pivotal in moving. And then obviously, you know, we're 3+ weeks in. Obviously, it's checking in with your athletes. It's making those connections. I've talked about that at High School Hoops before, but it's also checking grades. It's also checking their teachers. It's checking if they are out for a fall sport, if they are not out for a fall sport, how does their attendance look? So it's a little bit of that, you know, kind of checking in. I am not, and maybe I'm going through a little post-traumatic from last year, but I'm not a huge one for fall leagues playing. And I am a big one for tapering as you get closer to the season. I think that tapering is important in a lot of different ways, but I think it's really important for legs. And we all know how long the winter season is, that you have to taper those things. You have to be able to protect. But what I think the preseason is, what I think the preseason needs to be, is you're not going to throw out your playbook. You're not going to learn, you know, in 60 days, you know, the new offense that you want to run. You're going to learn tweaks to it. You're going to learn things like that. But I think it's more of a, like, where are we going to fall? How are we going to tackle this? And then it's obviously a lot of the administrative stuff, you know, thinking about buses. I know I'm thinking about our youth program. I'm thinking about youth tryouts. I'm thinking about youth clinic, which I've turned over to one of my younger coaches to kind of to take over. But I'm thinking about those kind of things because they're coming up in the next week or two. So I'm thinking about those. I'm thinking about, you know, our school is, I would say, under construction would be an understatement to what our school looks like right now. So where are my uniforms? Do we have enough? Do we need to get water bottles? What about travel gear? Do we need travel gear for the players? Do we need new polos for the coaches? What do we need for all of those things? So I think those are all administrative things that are a checklist. Do I have managers? How have I selected the managers? How am I going to do that? So there's not only this basketball thing tugging on you, and at least for me, there's also this teaching thing tugging on me, and there's family things tugging on me. There's not only the basketball part, but there's the administrative part. This is where if you can find someone to help, that's always a good thing. The help will make it better for you. The help will alleviate some of that. The help will move some of those things in the forward direction. So if you've got other things, what other things do you do? I'd love some comments down below. If you're listening to a podcast, I'd love a 5-star review. I'd love an email from you. Hey coach, can you talk on this topic? What do you do for this for preseason? Give me some ideas on things that you would love to hear from me or from other coaches in terms of that preseason, in terms of that 60 to 90 days, something that you struggle with, something that's good, something that's not good. I'm more than willing to discuss it and maybe have some guests on to discuss it. It's a lot easier than just Coach Collins sitting here in his empty office talking to himself. People probably walking by the window right now thinking I'm crazy. Anyway, hope you have a great week, everybody. And remember, you know, it's one step at a time. You know, there's no such things as rejection, only redirection. So if something's not working out, then it's just meant to be a redirection. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.